Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dough for the Dream, another update. You know, quite a few different things have happened since my last update. Getting some good feedback here from different banks I've been working with. I see things opening up. More and more banks doing a little bit more business, trying to do some SBA lending and other business lending to the clients. I think the bankers are coming around at least and realizing that things are improving, you know, at least stabilizing, if not improving. And they're trying to make an effort to get deals done and generate some income. I see people being hired a little bit more in the banking industry. That's always a good thing. So I think if you're patient and you're persistent and you get focused to work with the right professional, you can get your loan, you get your financing, whatever you're trying to do. It can happen, but please be persistent. Please be patient. Keep your eye on the prize and make it clearly defined with you and certainly with the professional, the broker, the banker that you're working with. Certainly, I'm always here to help you. You want to ask me questions? You want to run a scenario past me? Heck, I'll even broker it for you, or I'll act as a consultant. There's different ways I've helped clients find funding, small projects, large ones, construction, just types of cash flow lending. I help a variety of different people, manufacturers, retailers, people trying to get equipment, trying to do different things, buy real estate. So, have lots of things. One thing, you know, I'm a real estate investor too on the side. I've had just a few single family homes, and I have a lot to learn there. Although I know a lot about small business loans and commercial loans, the residential side is still a little bit different. And being an investment real estate investor, like maybe some of you are, I'm always out there looking for more information, learn more, it's things like that. I belong to a group called Jim Toner's Wealth Builders. I don't often talk about it. They have a website called JTWB International, like Jim Toner's Wealth Builders International. Or you just go into Google, put Jim Toner's or Toner's Wealth Builder. Anyhow, they have a investment group, and they have lots of educational things. They coach you, and these are people that really do it. I met all of them, and they're great people. They really care, and they actually still invest in things. They're not on TV doing an infomercial. They're out there coaching people, still investing, helping others. Anyhow, they put on a function this weekend, and you know, I've been to some other ones, and it's been okay. And they went to a great extent, and they assembled all of these great successful people in business and life, and they spoke at this event over the weekend. And you know, I would encourage you to go to Jim Toner's Wealth Builders. And the event's over. It was called 3 Feet from Gold, based on a book by Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed. Sharon Lecter is one of the co-authors of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Anyhow, they wrote a book, 3 Feet from Gold, which is a good book. But this event, they had all these wonderful, successful, motivating speakers, people from all different walks of life, famous people, which I'll name in a minute. But they came to the event, my understanding, without compensation. They came there because they want to network and share like-minded people, and it was a really cool thing. I was amazed at the content, the wonderful stories, the challenges many of those people overcame. Like I mentioned, Sharon Lecter, she's one of them. She's been a co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Greg Reed, he wrote a couple things, including the 3 Feet from Gold, which is kind of an expansion. Anyone out there has read the Think and Grow Rich book, and Napoleon Hill. Well, a lot of this stuff is based on those principles and taken a step further, and he's worked with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I recommend that book. Bill Bartman, he's a billionaire, and he's worth a lot of money, and he's done he started from nothing, one of those rags to riches stories. He started at the kitchen table with a $13,000 loan, as he tells it, and he's now a billionaire, and he helps other people. He's the 25th wealthiest person in America. And one of the neat things about this event, obviously there were people up front speaking, but during this and afterwards, there are people just, the speakers, just mingling amongst us. And you had to have a ticket in there, but the ticket was very inexpensive. But I was walking around, and Bill Bartman was standing there. I kind of looked at him. I was kind of walking past. I wasn't really thinking. But he said, "Hey, how you doing? Come over here." He kind of gave me shook my hand and said, "Hey, come here." And he gave me kind of a quick hug. We were kind of joking, just a manly hug. But so anyhow, but we talked there, and he just talked to me like a normal guy. So here I am. Started at Saturday, getting a hug from a billionaire. That's a good way to start out today. So I talked to a lot of other people there and shook hands, and there's David Corbin. Someone referred to him as the Robin Williams with an MBA, and he's a really interesting speaker. And he was the host of the movie Pass It On. And there's other people, Vander Holyfield, Victor Hansen, Brian Tracy in there. The CEO of the Napoleon Foundation was there. Adam Ginsberg has Speedlings, a really cool internet-based concept. Frank McKinney, he's the guy that does those $35 million spec homes down in Florida. He also donates a lot of his time and money to build homes in Haiti, even before the earthquake. Luann Mitchell, a lady that's encountered many, many different challenges in life, and Luann, since she was a high school student, has had some challenges with her husband, with her father, and then her husband passed away, and she took over his business that he partially owned. It was a bankrupt company, and in a few years, she took it to a $500 million company and sold it, and now, thank goodness, goes around and speaks to people. So there's some really cool things. Jose Feliciano, no, it's not the singer, but he was an author. He has if you look on the web for Two-Hour House, the number 2-Hour House, like, he was kind of part of a project where they built a house in 2 hours, and he has passion for possibility, some really cool stories. Ruben Gonzalez, a guy, he was not a gifted athlete all of his life, and he didn't take up the sport of luge until he was 21. So at age 21, living in Houston, against the odds, he decided, "I want to be in the Olympics." So he decided on being a luge rider. I'm not sure if that's the right term, and he competed in multiple Olympics. He was in the Winter Olympics in each different decade 4 times. It's an amazing thing, He just being persistent, doing things over and over again, keep moving ahead and not stopping, he did it. Bill Walsh, he's a business coach, and he has a venture capital firm, and some great stories about how to get money in this economy. And so, I don't know, I can go on and on, but the event is over, but, I encourage you to check that out, and, it's just some motivational things. I guess what I want you to get out of this is I often try to give financing strategies and ideas how to finance your business, but these people overcame lots of different things in their personal life, business life, financial life. You're probably facing many of these things too. Maybe there's something with your kid or your parents, your own health, whatever. We have challenges in our own life, divorce and death and just business. The economy is not great. There's competitors. It's tough to get financing. These are all challenges we have to face. And I guess what I got out of this whole event, all these people telling these stories of adverse conditions and challenges and life that happens to us all. It's kind of, we all have things happen. And some of these had some huge, huge challenges. But it's not what the challenge is or how big it is, I think, what I learned from here. It's what you do after it. Some people say, "Man, this happened to me," or I've had this condition, or these are my challenges. and they kind of just sit there and tell you about it. Well, the people I met to and listened to this weekend, they've had a lot of those same things and even worse things, but then they said, you know what, that's good, but guess what, I'm going to still pursue my goal. So they set goals and they kept moving ahead despite the challenges. Maybe, you know, they just kind of bounced off the challenge and rolled around it. They found a mentor, they found someone who already did it, or a coach, and they made it happen. They overcame their challenges and they didn't let it label them. You know, they didn't let it hold them back. You know, these people looked at their lives and, you know, obviously we can all look and see what works and what doesn't work, you know, and they're both true. So they looked at their lives, here, these things work. When I do this, this, and this, it works. And, you know, even when I get smacked in the face, I'm going to keep moving ahead and believe in it and trust it. And, you know, that, I don't know. There's nothing really high tech. A lot of this stuff is simple. You know, that everyone pretty much continued to self-educate themselves and educate themselves elsewhere. You know, they weren't resting on their laurels. They continue, even today, you know, these billionaires and millionaires and successful people, they could, you know, go to a tropical beach and drink their life away or whatever, but they're active, they're volunteering, they're giving. And that's another thing. I found that they were all giving throughout their life and today. So those are some good things, you know. Being resilient, being persistent, having a goal in mind, looking at what works, not just positive thinking, but what works, adjusting your track, your course, giving, and you know, these are open-minded people. I don't know. I wish I could translate it more. I wish I could have invited all my friends to go to this thing had I known it was that good. But maybe you can pick up one or two minor things here from what I'm saying to you. Check out that website, JTWB International, and look for, there's a link on the bottom, I think, 3 feet from gold. I'm not trying to sell you anything. The event's over. It's just there's some speakers there, and you can research. You know, maybe one of those will ring true with you. They have a little bio about each speaker, and you can read a little bit about it there, and you can check them out more on the web. Just, I think there's such a diverse type of people there that everyone kind of found a few people that they really enjoyed and identified with, and I'm hoping that will help you out there. So, hoping that I can do that someday to inspire others and be flexible, open-minded, persistent, and focused and all that stuff like they are, and hopefully I can represent and help others like I felt they helped me this weekend. Wishing you the best. Wishing you to be persistent and take action. Thank you. Good luck. Well, it's time to wrap up the call. And listen, again, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day and listening to this information. I really honestly hope it's helpful. You know, I have other free information without, you don't have to buy opt-in or anything, at my blog at doughforthedreamblog.com. That's doughforthedreamblog.com. doughforthedreamblog.com. Of course, other podcasts at doughforthedream.podomatic.com. It's doughforthedream.podomatic.com. Podomatic. Or you can just go to podomatic.com and type in Dough for the Dream or Jim Fry. And lots of different things on financing and some small business things. And I'll be adding some more things about some marketing ideas. And if you haven't already, you can get my free ebook at doughforthedream.com. You just go in there. You do have to opt in, but nothing to buy. And it's a free ebook. Gives you other alternative ways of financing startups, existing businesses, cash flow. So I'm here to help. And I welcome your ideas. You want to tell me you want to hear about this other type of financing, or you have a question, how do I do this, or you want to hear more about something I've already talked about, you have a question, comment, I am the one who answers the emails at jim@doughforthedream.com or 724-238-9799. Listen, the one thing is, though, do not get stuck in the paralysis of analysis. Don't get stuck trying to make, you know, trying to get all this information. You got to make a decision and move ahead. You will make mistakes. That's okay. I do, and everyone does daily. Failure is an asset. You got to move ahead. Take the step. Get the momentum going. It will take you in the right direction. Have some faith in yourself, in others, in the universe. It sounds kind of spacey for a banker, financial guy, but you know, all this information and all the money and finances is not any good unless you don't take some action and put some passion behind it. You know, ask yourself why, what are the reasons you're going to do this stuff, and move ahead. I really appreciate the time and effort. Keep it moving. Thank you.